Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
And I want so bad to hold you. Some of the things I haven't told you. Your mom and me couldn't get along. So I drive. And I think about my life and wonder why that I slowly die inside. Every time I turn that truck around right at the Georgia line, and I count the days and the miles back home to you.
Good stuff, man.
On that highway 20 ride.
Zach Brown is your artist of the day. For those of you wondering, yes, toes will be included today. So will colder weather. Don't worry about it.
We don't know if we'll have time.
Knee deep. I just don't know. I mean, there's only so many breaks in an hour. Good afternoon. Welcome back. It's good to have everybody with us. You know, I was, Dana, hello, welcome from
Hi.
Sunny, are you in Phoenix or Scottsdale?
Scottsdale-ish. Yes.
All right. Are there palm trees out there?
A lot of cactuses.
Cacti?
Yeah, cacti.
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 Yeah.
Cacti rye.
I believe it is cacti rye. I believe the proper pronunciation for the plural of cactus is cacti rye.
Yeah, the same family as viri rye.
That's right.
Precisely,
which is,
yes.
Which is the virus. That's right. So you've seen a lot of cacti rye, right? Have you seen any grass?
Well,
like, is the yard where you're staying, is it all rocks?
Rock.
Yeah. Because my grandparents and my aunt, she still lives out there. But my grandparents had a house in Phoenix, and it was all rock.
Yeah.
That's a good way to live.
I said today, how does anything grow? It's really astounding anything can grow in such a harsh climate, but it does.
Well, just the cacti rye and then the palm trees that are watered. Mm-hmm. But the cacti rye don't need a lot of water. I know that. I'm a scientist.
That's why we know it's called cacti
rye.
Right.
That's right. That's right.
In school.
So we're doing this show on Zoom. Well, we're seeing each other on Zoom, but we're doing it with other equipment from the radio station. There's a new story out today. About Zoom fatigue, and apparently it's real. Listen to this. The effects of this have taken us by surprise. Having giant heads staring at us up close for long periods of time can be a little off-putting for a lot of us. Never mind that we feel we should fix our hair, put on makeup, maybe get out of our pajamas on the Zoom meeting.
Nah.
People feel like they have to make more emotional effort to appear interested. And in the absence of many nonverbal cues, the intense focus on words and sustained eye contact is exhausting. Question here, how are Zoom meetings different from in-person meetings? Our brains can only do so many things consciously at once because we have limited working memory. In contrast, we can process much more information unconsciously as we do with body language. Number one. We miss out on a lot of nonverbal communication that you would otherwise see in person. Number two, what if the kids run through like your roommate did naked earlier in the 2 o'clock hour?
Yes.
That was weird. Number three, no water cooler ketchups. So you're stuck with your colleagues in the Zoom room.
Yeah.
It's not like you get a break and you go to the water cooler and you're like, okay, Tom's a moron. I mean, I don't know what you think.
Yeah.
Tom's an idiot. Number four, looking at our own face is stressful.
Well, I can see that for you.
Have you ever noticed?
Scott can't feel half of his, so it's a nice reminder that it's still there.
Yeah, there you
okay.
go.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. I see how we're going to play. Have you ever noticed, like, when you're in the Zoom room, and there are times during the day when I'm in Zoom rooms a lot bigger than this one because this one only has three of us, but I find myself like, okay, how do I look? Am I off camera? How am I doing? I mean, I find myself looking at myself.
Studies are showing this is physically taxing on your brain to stare. I think it's because we're staring at a screen.
Mm. Number five, are you listening or are you frozen? Silence in real life conversation is important and creates a natural rhythm, but in a video call, silence will make you anxious about the technology. Even with a 1.2 second delay in responding online, it made people perceive that the person talking was less friendly and less focused.
Wow.
In addition, frustration with people turning their microphones on and off, lagging connections, and background noise mean the meeting rarely flows as smoothly as you would like. I'm telling you. And nothing against the old people, but man, you guys got to work on this Zoom technology. I'm telling you right now. I don't know.
To make it better?
Here's what I've learned. I won't tell you what kind of meeting I'm in, but I've learned that the older people in some of these meetings that I attend, I don't know if they have a 1984 Texas Instruments computer or what, but I mean the microphone sounds like and you're like, oh my God,
it's a TI-83.
Is it a TI-83? Yeah. And it is, and then like, and I know the audience can't see this, but they're always on camera like this. All you
just
see
the
is their forehead. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or
well,
this.
You, Scott, are the worst because
what are you
I
talking
see the
about?
Ceiling.
I'm the best.
I see your feet. I see areas of your body I prefer not to. I see your nose hairs. You are actually the old man that you're talking about right now.
Well, that simply is not true. And the
Sam?
Reason. No.
There is photo evidence all over Twitter because one day Dana was deciding to document it. And I believe there is a photo of the underside of your very toned stomach.
Your thigh. Scott, yeah. It's a thing.
Well, first of all, I am in a hallway between my kitchen and my living room. Okay. And it's a very small, thin hallway. Number two, I'm watching you on my phone. And I don't know if you know this, but on a phone, Zoom eats through your battery like nobody's business.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And so when we go to break, I have the charger right next to me, and I just put the charger in, and then I just put the phone down. That's why you get to see the roof all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You're not buying what I'm selling, or what's going on? Are you calling me a liar?
No. I'm just saying, for you to be calling out other people about their Zoom habits is amusing to me.
Ironic.
Sure.
I hope you have a terrible night's sleep.
When we come back, I want to talk about the Good Samaritan in Overland Park, and I don't know how to spell Samaritan. However, a woman stepped in over a theft, just theft of property in Overland Park.
I got it right here in front of me.
And Scott, I want to know, would you have stepped in over, you know, $40 worth of stuff at Home Depot? Would you have stepped in? Because it did not end well for her.
Telephone number here is 576-7798. I'm going to plug in my phone here real quick and then get ready to set it down. There it is.
Oh, look, Scott's nose hairs.
Yep. Very consistent.
576-7798. 576-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Mm-hmm.
clapped him. Take her out, cocaine. He'd be a good artist of the day tomorrow. From the text line. Are you guys working from home all summer? I thought I heard that on the midday show today. I don't want to talk about it.
It's a sore subject.
I don't want to talk about it right now. Story here from the Kansas City Star, so you know it's true. Overland Park police are seeking the public's help in identifying two people who allegedly attacked a woman who tried to help a loss prevention officer detain another woman suspected of stealing items from a store. The theft and assault occurred on May 9th at a store at 96 and Metcalf. According to police, a woman walked into the store, allegedly concealed several items, then tried to walk out of the store without paying for them. A loss prevention officer, read that a security guard, confronted the woman and tried to prevent her from leaving. A struggle ensued. Another female customer, who police described as a Good Samaritan, saw the commotion and tried to help the security guard. But a man driving a Honda Accord pulled up, got out, and attacked the woman who was the Good Samaritan. The man and the woman suspected of stealing items got into the Honda and drove off, headed south on Metcalf. No other details were released. Go ahead, Dana.
My first thought, and God bless that woman for trying to help a loss prevention officer over what there's no amount of money that would be worth your life.
No.
To step in for property. There are companies, and I'd love to hear from our listeners on this, Scott, who specifically prohibit you from, as an employee, from stepping in. And yeah, Sam, is yours one of them?
Quick Trip, yes. You cannot, as our protection, step in. I mean, if you know what they have and where they have it, you can say, hey, are you going to pay for that? But in terms of, you know, ensuing in some sort of confrontation, no.
Oh, hell, I'll be right back. I'm going to Quick Trip. Hang on.
Because it's not worth it. It's not worth life. And she was savagely beaten, Scott, over what? And they're saying 9600 Metcalf. I will tell you, the carts inside the store are bright orange.
Just say the store.
Well, I don't know. It's 96th and Metcalf right there is a huge intersection. Mm-hmm. But my guess is it's like a Home Depot.
There's a hardware store right there that you just said the name of.
That's my guess. I don't know why they wouldn't just say that. The woman is wearing a Royals shirt. She is very clearly identifiable. Like, if you know who this woman is, you're going to know who it is. The surveillance photos are outstanding.
Would you get involved?
Hell no.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. Take it. You need that little pooper scooper? Take it. It's not my fight.
When would you get involved?
I would get involved if I saw a kid being abused in public. I would get involved if I saw a woman, like a wife or a girlfriend, being abused in public. Like if I'm a Quick Trip, no offense, Sam, and I see somebody put like, you know, a couple of Kind bars in their pocket and some bubble gum, bye. I'm not getting involved.
No, and I wouldn't want you to. That would put yourself in more danger. Now, I have stopped many people from stealing stuff, but that's within the very defined ways that I can do it according to our policy.
Right.
But don't most of the people who are stealing stuff just turn around, look at you, and go blank off?
No, actually, most of them start yelling at me because they know they have something in their pocket. Mm-hmm. And so I say, you wouldn't be yelling at me if you didn't have anything in your pocket. And eventually they give it up. It's a mind
game. They give it up?
Yeah, they give it back or they pay for it. But
really?
Yeah, it's a mind game. Once you call them out and they know they're called out, the whole game changes.
Didn't I tell you the one time my girlfriend was helping her sister run an estate sale? She's listening. I hope she calls in. And she said, I watched this woman just put a ton of stuff in her pockets and in her bag and underneath her jacket. She came to pay and gave me one or two items, but you could see under the jacket she had all this stuff.
Right.
And she said to her, I think you got some other stuff there, ma'am. And the woman very slowly and casually
starts unpacking all of the stolen stuff, puts it out on the counter, pays with cash, gives her a look, and walks out.
Huh. So, like, the guilt.
What is that about? And she said it was just nonsense stuff. Nonsense stuff at an estate sale that you would not.
Why does Winona Ryder go into a Kohl's or whatever the hell she went into years ago and a woman who clearly has the means to pay for anything she needs? You know, I don't know if kleptomania is
a compulsion or an addiction
or the rush, you know, just the adrenaline rush of, can I get away with this?
Yeah, I love that rush that I'm almost going to go to jail today. Why is that your thing if that's your thing?
Why is gambling your thing? Why is drinking too much alcohol my thing? I mean, who knows? 576-7798. Would love to hear from you. This woman got involved. Probably regrets it now. But there was a theft loss prevention officer. Read that security guard. At a local hardware store at 96 and Metcalf. Who was trying to get a woman to stop stealing whatever she was allegedly stealing. And a fight ensued. This woman got involved to help the security guard. A guy gets out of a car who clearly has no concern for other people and starts beating the living crap out of this Good Samaritan. They got away for now. Would you get involved? 576-7798. And under what circumstances would you get involved? 576-7798. Might have a funny topic here. So during the break, I get an email or a text from my brother.
Are you really going to talk about this?
Yeah, because it's not what I thought it was. Oh. It was an autocorrect mistake.
Oh.
So she didn't really do it. My brother writes to me. He goes, "Mom may have hung up on you, but has she ever called you a douche?" and which would be complete, you know, my mom. I mean, that would be completely out of her character. This is one of the most, you know, Bible beating, religious, straight arrow woman. Probably the most woman I've ever met in my life.
She does not cuss.
She does not. And I wrote back to my brother and I said, "No, she's never called me a douche. Did she call you a douche? Because if so, I'm going to die." And I just couldn't believe it. I'm like, there's no way. I mean, Maggie doesn't talk like that. That is not in her vocabulary. And so I called my brother during the break. And I said, "Beaver, there's no way that word came out of Mom's mouth. There's just no way." And he goes, "Well, it didn't." He goes,
looking at it.
So, are you seeing it on Facebook? So,
yes.
my sister-in-law, God bless her, Joe Friesen Parks, her grandmother died the other day. Aww. And I get, yeah. And and your grandmother, I mean, I've been sending out a lot of cards lately, sadly. Anyway, the memorial service was for her grandmother today up in Minnesota. And then I guess some pictures of my nephew, Sam, from eighth grade came out today. I guess this was their last day of school. And so they sent the pictures to my mom. She's going to have to check her email because they sent, you know, Joe, my sister-in-law wrote, "Maggie, it was a great service this morning. I missed, and I can't read the rest of it because it's off the screen." And then I guess they sent her some pictures of Sam, my mom. And my mom writes back, "Thanks, douches, for sharing a wonderful full life. Great picture of Sam. Love, Maggie."
Love, Maggie.
"Thanks, douches."
What did you, what do you think she meant to say? What would that have autocorrected from?
I don't know.
Thanks.
You guys, maybe?
And that you... doesn't autocorrect to douches.
But you know my mom, she's like the sweetest woman on the planet, right? And so I know she didn't mean to write that, but it just reads, thanks, douches, for sharing a wonderful full life. And she's talking about Joe's grandma.
Oh, God.
Great pictures of Sam. Love, Maggie.
So.
Oh, my God.
I might have to frame that.
So here's my question, and keep it clean, gang. Keep it clean. Worst autocorrect you've ever accidentally sent?
Oh, we've all done it.
Well, sure we have. You know when the F word with an ing comes out ducking?
Every single time. And in all of my years, I have never,
I've never used
meant
the word ducking.
To say ducking.
Yeah, nor have I. My mom, when she sees this, is going to be mortified.
She's going to die. Well, and then she's going to have to come up with another word she was trying to say, which is difficult because I'm trying to think of something that would translate to that. Not thanks, doll.
Dudes?
Dudes?
I don't see
you. My mom would not
that.
Say dudes. Yeah. No, that's not in her vocabulary. But neither is douches.
Is their last name like Dunces or...
No, their
Duchess?
Last name is Parks, Dana.
Oh, yeah. No,
it's my brother's family. Last name is Parks.
Mm-hmm. I did send a text to my son once and just said, hey, you. And he wrote back, don't do that. Don't ever say, hey, you. That's super creepy. Apparently, that's a, hey, you. I was like, hey, you.
Remember when you texted your friend's kid about getting a hotel room for a trip to Lawrence on accident?
I did do
and
that.
You meant to text your friend?
What was that about? Refresh my memory
on
that one.
I texted one of, well, I've got one of Jack's fraternity brothers. His mom is Beth. And when I went to type in Beth, went to the son instead, who I had listed under Beth's son. You know, in my phone, I called him Beth's son because sometimes a name will pop up and I'm like, wait, who is that again? Mm-hmm. So it went to the son instead. And I said, hey, please let me know if you'd like to share a hotel room for it's like 22-year-old kid for mom's weekend. And he wrote back, hi, Mrs. Wright. I forward this on to my mom. This is her son, Drew. And I wrote back, oh, my God, I am
the
so
only,
sorry.
The
I
only
am
thing
not
better-
trying to pick up on you.
The only thing better would be if he wrote back, nah, I'm good.
Want a spoon?
Nah, I'm good.
Oh, yeah. I send it to Jack and I go, oh, my God. I just really tried to pick up on one.
So I have a commercial right out of the gate in the next break coming up in a minute. But as soon as we get done with that, I am calling Maggie.
She will not come on the show and talk.
No,
about
no,
that.
No.
There's
I don't think so.
No,
no
way.
But I'm going to let her know because my brother put it on Facebook, and so
actually see if she'll come on. See, just say what were you trying to say because we're talking about autocorrect and we can't figure out what you would have written that would have autocorrected to that word.
Thanks, douches. What a wonderful life she had.
In a few email.
The context is even better.
I mean, she's responding to my brother and his wife about her grandmother dying. Thanks, douches.
It's so good.
All right. So here's what we're going to do. I got to call her. 576-7798. You can also text in at 22980. Would love to hear the worst autocorrect, or like with Dana, where she sent a message to one of her son's roommates at college asking if he'd like to get a hotel room for the weekend. Somebody says maybe she was trying to say thanks bunches.
Oh, thanks bunches.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I also just got an email, Scott.
Which, by the way, is not my mom's lexicon, but whatever.
No. I just got an email from the Good Samaritan in the story that we were talking about earlier. I'm going to see if she would be willing to come onto the program.
Wait, repeat that again because I was reading some text. Say it again.
I just got an email from the Good Samaritan.
Oh, you did?
Who was beaten while trying to help during this theft in Overland Park. And I'm going to see if she will.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. See if she can join us like right after the top of the hour or something. That would be really good. A lot of people are saying my mom was trying to say bunches, but
I don't think that sounds like her.
I've known her for 48 years. I've never once heard her say, thanks, bunches.
Deers? Thanks, deers. I don't know.
Deers? No.
No. No.
No.
No, I'm not buying it. Maybe Maggie was trying to say thanks, douches. Maybe they're having a fight. I don't know. I don't know. Telephone number here is 576-7798. 576-7798. Your worst autocorrect that you sent or the message that you sent to somebody you did not intend to send it to. Try to keep it. No, don't try. Keep it as clean as possible. Okay?
576-7798.
All right, so I talked to Maggie during the break. Her last words to me were, well, I said to her, I said, do you want to join us on the air? And she goes, no, and do not call me. I think she's a little embarrassed by it. But for those of you just tuning in, my my brother and his wife, my sister-in-law's grandma died the other day, and she was buried today in Minnesota. What the hell is that noise?
I don't know.
Whoa, we're giving a phone number out. Whoa.
Hello, this is Adam again. I was just following up to see if you still wanted to tell that.
Okay, yeah. Can't be giving phone numbers out on the air like that.
I don't know what that
was. I have no idea.
Okay. Anyway, so I called her, and I can't stop laughing because my mom sent, you know, what was supposed to be a, you know, condolence email to her daughter-in-law, and they also sent some pictures of my nephew, Sam, and my mom wrote back, hey, douches, what a great, wonderful life, and thanks for the pictures of Sam, love, Maggie. And my brother posted it on Facebook, and then he texted me. He's like,
bless her heart.
He goes, you know,
and they're talking about it on the radio.
Oh, she's fine. And my brother texted me and said, hey, I know mom's hung up on you before, but has she ever called you a douche? And I'm like, no. Not yet. And so I called to get the story from him, and then I called to get the story from her. And she goes, oh, my God, Scott, he's put that on Facebook. And I go, yeah, it's on Facebook, Mom. And she goes, did you talk about it on the radio? And I go, yeah.
Scott.
And she goes, oh, my God. And, well, gosh, she would never say, oh, my God. But anyway.
What is the worst thing you've ever heard her say? Darn.
I've heard her say the S word twice. And one time it was because she was in pain.
Yeah.
The other time she was, I don't remember the reason that she used it, but she was very upset about something and she said the S word. I've never, I could go years without hearing a bad word out of her mouth. Years.
Yeah. That's why this is so funny. And she has to know that it's because she would never, ever use that word. That it's so funny. If anyone else autocorrected to that, you'd be like, move on. So but I because said, it's your mom.
I said to her, I go, what were you typing? She goes, I don't know. She goes, I've never used that word in my life. And, I mean, I could tell she was like.
Your computer would disagree.
Well, yeah. Computer thinks you do. But anyway, so she was as mortified that Beaver put it on Facebook as that I talked about it on the air.
Bless so her heart.
We're asking you, what is the worst thing that you've sent either A, to the wrong person, or B, like my mom, it came out weird, and you said to your son and sister-in-law, hey, douches, what a wonderful life she led. From the text line, from my wife, I get a side chick for you to pick up. What I meant to write was, I set aside a check for you to pick up.
Or a side chick.
I once wrote, hey, sexy weatherman. My son's only response was, never again. I sent a text to my boss that was meant for my husband at the time. It read, I still haven't pooped, but I have horrible gas. Okay. Let's go to the phone, Sam, if we could, please.
Sherry in Kansas City.
Hi, this is Sherry.
Hi.
Hi. I'm a home health care nurse, and I was messaging one of my patients to tell him I was running late. And he texted back that I was always running late. And I said, I meant to say I haven't been late in a while. But what came out was I haven't been laid in a while. And I had no idea until I showed up at this man's house. And he's like, look at what you texted me. My face was so red.
That's a good one. Here's one from the text line. Where did it go? Doggone it. Oh, here it is. From 2689. I was kind of sexting my wife one time. Nothing really bad. But ended up sending it on a group text to my wife's mom, her sister, and my wife. The next family dinner was, dare I say, a little weird. Have you ever done it?
I don't think I've ever sent a text that was meant for somebody else that was inappropriate, but I've certainly done the autocorrect thing, usually with the kids.
Let's see what else is in here. No, she was not saying thanks bunches. My mom doesn't say thanks bunches.
What did they say, Sam? She was saying?
I think so much, honestly, is the best option there.
Thanks so much turns into thanks you douches?
Was it thanks you or just thanks?
Let me look at my phone. I thought it said thanks you douches. Hang on. My brother's screen grabbed it. No, it said thanks douches for sharing.
So yeah, it might have said thanks so much. That might have been the goal. Yeah.
But why would my mom's email autocorrect to douche?
If the S is next to the D, and so she could have put thanks do much or some variation of that. And with the D-O and the U-C-H in much.
Wouldn't you have to type that at least once for it to autocorrect to that?
No.
No.
Hmm.
I do think this was just one of those fluke things. It's just so funny because it's your mom.
So great. So what is the latest on the woman
who was attacked? Okay, so here's the deal. I got an email saying, hey, people are saying you guys are talking about the Good Samaritan on the radio. I am the Good Samaritan, and he sent a photo. It is a he.
The story says it was a she.
I know. He says, I am a former law enforcement officer, former police officer, which would make sense because we were like, why would you step in and risk your life?
Right.
Former law enforcement. And I hate to be sexist, Scott, but this is a man. The story said it was a woman. And the first thing I thought when I read that a woman had stepped in over loss prevention, I thought, God, that doesn't make sense. I don't know any woman that would do that, which is a sexist thing to say. Hmm. It turns out it is a man.
Okay. Is he going to join us on the other side?
I have given him Sam's number and he gave us his number. And so we're going to try to get him on next hour.
Okay. All right. Maybe he can join us right after the top of the hour. That would be great.
Yeah, he's lost vision in his left eye.
Oh, my gosh.
He just cannot see well at this point. He's gone to the eye doctor 4 times in the last week. So, yes, he says, I really want to catch those people, so I'll do anything to get the story out to the public.
Okay. Sam, if we could call him during the break, that would be great. And see if we can't get him on the other side.
Oh, and he sent a photo, Scott. He is beat up.
Yeah, you showed me that photo. That's bad. Hopefully we'll get to speak with the Good Samaritan here in just a moment. Telephone number is 576-7798. We're coming up at the 5 o'clock news. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.